chapter of Harinam Chaitani, we find a section called Taking Up the Chanting of the Holy Name. And in that section, it is discussed what are the qualifications, what are the qualifications to really take up the chanting in seriousness? That is discussed here. The question is raised by Haridas Thakur, who actually accepts the holy name as his main practice? He says, but the Lord has endowed the name with all his energy and offered it as a means of deliverance for all human beings. There is no restriction amongst human beings for taking up the chanting of the holy name. But who takes it up? You know, we are here in a minority. This is an insignificant number comparing it to the number of the still sleeping Belgians who are either just in Tamagoon at this moment or physically sleeping or spiritually sleeping. Who actually, this is a great gift for humanity. You can actually return back to God if you take it. But Haridas Thakur asked the question, who takes it up? I'm asking this question to you this morning. You have joined the Kirtan course, and yes, you're physically here. Congratulations, you made it. But are you qualified really to be here, my dear devotees? Will you make best use of this? So Haridas Thakur answered this question. He says, factually, however, only those human beings who have developed faith or Shraddha will begin chanting the name. That person is called a qualified person, adhikara, or possessor of the name, who actually has taken shelter in the holy name with faith. Taking shelter of the name and chanting the name, if someone does this, he's known as a practitioner of the holy name. And then he goes into a description which you will be asked to read, how there are many spiritual processes and there are many qualifications to take them up. But in for the process of bhakti, and particularly for the process of taking up the holy name, Shraddha is the only qualification. Once there was a discussion between one Krishna Das and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the bank of the Puri ocean. Krishna Das said something which I'm sure you all have observed and which has puzzled you at times. He says, my Lord, we see everyone is of your devotees is chanting, yet some of them make rapid advancement, whereas others make virtually and visibly almost no advancement. What's the reason for this? And Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who by the way is just preparing his to leave the planet, he says, this discussion takes place a few months before Lord Chaitanya left the planet. He becomes very reflective, and then he said, oh, Krishna Das, it is a matter of their faith. According to the degree and the development of one's faith in the holy name, one makes advancement or one makes delayed advancement. Delayed means it's not visible very quickly. So the verse of what I will talk this a little bit. What do you actually consider faith? I wanted to ask you. What I have noted is that we talk so much in our movement about such core principles, faith. And everyone thinks they know what it is, but I have seen, because I'm from Germany, I'm a little difficult to tolerate by my nature. But the moment I poke a little bit under the surface and try to find out, what do you understand does faith mean? People get irritated and, we didn't really think about this, Maharaj. We just heard it in a mode of being half asleep before breakfast. But what is your definition of faith? Let us hear a little bit the intelligentsia of the Kirtan course speaking to us this morning.
That except for performing devotional service, we don't need to do anything.
That belief, but yes, you gave it. My question was, what is faith? And you said that. So faith is the understanding that except for engaging in devotional service, we don't need an insurance, health insurance. I'm trying to translate it into devotee reality. You said we don't need anything else, so also no health insurance.
It can be though, but
can
not
be necessary. Not necessary. Maharaj is dangerous. Any other definition?
Being completely convinced that by following this process of chanting and doing devotional service, we ultimately reach up the original.
I couldn't acoustically understand the last part, the conviction.
That by chanting and by following this process, we ultimately will reach our prayojana, our goal.
We will reach our prayojana, our spiritual goal. By the way, your answer is excellent. Don't worry, don't worry. You look so shattered. Yes, Prabhuji, your name?
Rasana.
Yes.
To be surrendered to Krishna and to know that Krishna will save us in any way, in just many situations.
Oui. Finally, some French language comes to my ear. So we surrender to Krishna and to know Krishna will save us in all situations. Yeah.
I was just thinking of Amnaya Sutras of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he actually defines it.
Yeah.
He says it's the specific turning of the consciousness toward bhakti, leaving aside all other means. And he says it comes into expression through Sharanagati.
Oh, so here we find a clear definition of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he says it's a expressive turning towards bhakti, and it is expressed in Sharanagati. This is the Jiva Goswami's contribution also. He says that someone who faith is that feeling where you just feel surrender. Psychologically discussed, Patanjali offers a very interesting definition of faith. He says, the beginning stages of faith is where the condition of doubt has been removed and a favorable attitude toward the object of devotion and the practice of devotion to attain that object is there. this is the beginning stages. That you feel almost a turning of the consciousness. Previously you were a little doubtful, is this the way, in the relationship to chanting, is the holy name really so powerful? I mean, is he really identical with Krishna? Come on, I mean, Swamiji says it, but look at how he chants, it doesn't seem he believes it. You know, you actually begin to think, my God, my doubts are gone. I now actually like this holy name very much. I have a favorable attitude to it, and I'm convinced that by practicing it, I will attain Krishna. This is the beginning stages of faith. And this beginning stage will develop into something which is described by Patanjali as a complete clarity of the heart. This clarity, when you just can no longer be deviated from your understanding, protects the devotee like a loving mother. Whatever happens in life, when there is a loving mother, at least at the initial stage, after maybe 7 years of old, the child knows if there is trouble somewhere, I will just go to my loving mother and she will take care of everything. So that faith, which in the beginning was almost like leaning towards Krishna, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, it has become so clear in your heart that no matter what happens, it will be with you. Now obviously, what we are looking at here is a journey, or you could say a development of faith. It doesn't start in the beginning. In the Kirtan course, we want to bring you on this journey, help you on your journey in relationship to the Holy Name, so that you will also come to a complete clarity of the heart, and you will be protected in all your life situations with that understanding that the Holy Name is everything. Like our Jamashtami Prabhu says so nicely. But as far as the spiritual practice to attain God is concerned, as far as my, we can take a health insurance, he said, that to make God sure that our body, who will most probably get sick, at least when you're over 60, like me, but we speak here of a spiritual process to attain God. You just know, I don't need anything except for chanting the Holy Name. You will be satisfied and chant in all the circumstances of your life. Now, when you start initially your journey, so that understanding is expressed in the verse which we want to talk about this morning. I request you to repeat after me. Yata daro bhula nise chanena. Tatskanta bujo pashaka.
Tatskanta bujo pashaka.
Ano paras chayatendriya.
Yatha karo lani se chanena.
service to Krishna, one automatically performs all that needs to be done. This confident, firm faith favorable to the discharge of devotional service is called Shraddha. Now, he gives an example. He quotes from the Bhagavatam. It's the example that when you pour water on the root of the tree, everything, all the needs of the trunk, the branches and the twigs are automatically satisfied. He says, by pouring water on the root of a tree, one automatically satisfies the trunk, the branches and the twigs. You don't need to put it anywhere else, the water. And then just because it is felt this is not strong enough, this example, the second example is given, which I think we as devotees of Krishna who can understand even better. Similarly, by supplying food to the stomach, where it nourishes the life air, the prana, one satisfies all the senses. You don't need to put the food anywhere else, like on the hands or in the ears. No need. The hands and the ears will be benefited just by giving it to this one place, the stomach. In the same way, by worshipping Krishna and rendering Him service, one automatically satisfies all the demigods. Usually in Indian spiritual culture, different demigods are worshipped to take care of different needs of the human being. For instance, Surya Dev is worshipped every morning by the women of India to guarantee health, the protection of their family members. The women go like this in the morning, and the sun goes up, very nice, and they ask Surya Dev to bless them and put in their saris, but they also have a portion like this, enough health for the day of the entire family. How nice. So then there are other devatas who are worshipped for other purposes, this is done on a daily basis, but here it says, no, you just need to worship Krishna and render Him service, and then all the needs are developed. Now, Prabhupada comments on this subject. Firm faith and confidence are called Shraddha. When one engages in the Lord's devotional service, he is to be understood to have performed all his responsibilities in the material world. He has already satisfied his forefathers, ordinary living entities and demigods, and is free now from all responsibility. Such a person does not need to meet these responsibilities separately. It is automatically done just by his seva, by his service. Now, with one section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, let me see. You will find in the 22nd chapter of Madhya Lila, students, you might have to read it later. Starting with text 60, if the devotee has faith, he starts worshipping the Lord, Krishna gives up all other activities. A beautiful section of faith, which is, after all, for us, the entry into the process of devotion. So that's when we start. Now, if you have faith and it develops, it gives birth to virya. Virya is a Sanskrit word which means vigor or energetic endeavor to pursue the practices of bhakti. We all need the spiritual strength. When you have faith, you will have the spiritual strength you require. You will go over all obstacles. You will sit in a 24-hour kirtan and 12 hours sitting and chanting. No problem for you, because you are filled with virya, with strength. This comes from faith. If you don't have strength to engage in the process of bhakti, which I know in my case is sometimes not the case, you have to strengthen your faith. By strengthening your faith, you will get the strength of conviction. Vinaya. Very important. This daily strengthening of the faith is more important than strengthening your body with enough food. You might have enough food, but you may lack the strength which you need in your life to go forward. So virya is the first symptom of someone who's developing the shraddha. Then comes the second symptom, smriti. He will get an undisturbed mind. But always keeps the goal in mind and remembers the Shastic advice, no matter what. You will need that, an undisturbed mind. Just to stay healthy in Krishna consciousness, you will need that. There are so many disturbances from outside and from inside which can come and sabotage your spiritual life. The worst disturbances are when you see that the society you might have joined with the understanding that you would be, it would be a society of ideal men and women is also involved in let us say development problems, you know, personal issues and so on and so forth. I just had this. There was a wonderful intelligent man in Germany. He held the preaching like anything. Oh, he enabled us in Germany to reach, imagine, the number 80,000 people with one preaching event. And he came to me because he saw that the devotees with whom he worked were fighting together. And he said, now my mind is disturbed. I thought you people never fight. And I said, well, to say this means you think we are no longer human beings. We are also human beings. We also have to develop as human beings, and so on and so forth. But what is different in our case is that we have the good fortune to have a tremendous wealth of information and a lot of spiritual guidance available, which is not available. These two things, the spiritual knowledge and examples, are not available. But these devotees, you know, don't be so disturbed. Be a little realistic. They are not yet, they are on their way to become the greatest souls. They follow the process. So an undisturbed mind. I meet this so much as a as a preacher in Krishna consciousness, the only should work more on their faith so that their mind will not become so easily shaken. If you work more on your faith, you will come to the level of samadhi. That is, sama means the same and di means intelligence. You will come on a level of consciousness which is godly. You're not God, but you are aware of God. And you will have an undivided concentration on Krishna. This is what faith can give you. And finally, faith gives you pragya, the direct realization where you see things as they really are. And you can distinguish the soul from this world and God from this world. My dear devotees, the journey of faith is very, very important in our spiritual life, and because it means, in essence, where do I get the strength to practice spiritual life? This faith, development of faith, means the development of spiritual strength. Have you a thought already in your life that spiritual strength would be nice to have? Is it something new? It will help you to master all the different situations in life. It will make you, it will help you to make the right decisions when you need to make decisions in your life. The journey of faith is so important. Now, where do we have to place our faith into? Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, and you know, representing our Gaudiya tradition, gives us two places where we have to, where we can rest our faith and develop our faith in. Does any one of you know these two places? Maybe you know them, but in this context you are a little bit thinking deeply. He says in Madhurya Katandini, Shraddha of faith is the first stage which the candidate for devotion, for bhakti, must reach. The bhakti adhika, you qualify for bhakti by your faith. And Shraddha means two things: to have firm belief in the purport of the scriptures related to bhakti. This is the first thing. The bhakti scriptures must be, you must develop faith in them. And secondly, faith means the solemn aspiration, that is the exclusive desire to attentively follow the process of devotion as it is described in those bhakti scriptures. Both these kinds of shraddha, where you believe in the scriptures and in the process, can be either natural, or you can force them, or force, you know, by an intellectual argument. This Madhurya Kadambini, second chapter, text 5. Faith in the scriptures. Let us look at this first. A devotee says, in effect, alone I am blind, but I rest my faith in the Shastras. And he wants to understand and realize these Shastras. He loses his faith in the things of the world slowly. This is called the Lokika Shraddha, the Shraddha of the people of this world. And he gains the hope. If I just listen to Krishna from the scriptures, then everything else will come. But here are Krishna's qualities, like that he's Pakita Pavana, the savior of the fallen. I'm dancing in ecstasy. If I hear that he's Bhakta Vatsala, or Dinadayal, also the merciful one to the fallen one, I'm very hopeful. My faith gets very good nourishment. My dear devotees, nourish the roots of your spiritual life. Nourish your faith. It means really, what can I see with these eyes of spiritual matter? I need to look through the eyes of the Shastras. Those of us who are a little older, they know that this reading, especially the Bhagavad, not about Purana or Bhagavad, and studying it gives us that spiritual vision in life. It's like that the Bhagavad especially is, you know, I want to ask you, what can you see in darkness and in ignorance? But the Bhagavad is like a sun. Whew. It raises in the morning and it lights your path. Avail yourself of this possibility. This is faith in the Shastras. Here we can rest our faith and we can develop. I recommend you just read them and then discuss them with devotees. We have in our little Goda ashram where we live in Berlin an excellent practice. The devotees read every day the Bhagavatam, or at this moment I think they are at the Brihat Bhagavatamrita. They read it and then they discuss it from all angles of vision, and it gives them the strength to do their services throughout the day, which are a lot of services, because we try to develop preaching very strongly and so much to do. But we have found out that the study of the Shastra and discussing it amongst devotees gives us the necessary pace. Now the second process of where you must put rest your faith in is the process to gain Krishna. See, the Shastras will tell you an information that the Lord in the kingdom of God, you're part of him. But you can say, well, I'm here in the material world. How do I attain my Lord? And the Shastras then point us immediately to a certain process. It's called the Abhideya, the process of devotional service. Jiva Goswami compares these two things with the gold rush. In the old times, there was gold in Alaska. I believe it was Alaska. Yeah. Yes. And people heard about it through the newspaper. They went there to Alaska. But then they had to find a process whereby which they could find the gold. It's called in German language as Goldschürfen. I don't know what it is in English. You take a sifter, a big sieve, into the river, and you just make like this, and then you go, and then you will find some gold nuggets in your sieve. It's a process, you have to learn how to do it. I don't know it, therefore I can't tell you. I don't also want to know. Who needs gold? So Jiva Goswami uses this as an example to tell us, just to hear from the Shastras that there's gold, there's Krishna, it's not enough. You must learn how to get Krishna. This is my subtle criticism of the Hare Krishna movement. It's a subtle criticism, it is not a strong criticism. And by the way, I'm aware of it, but I see some of you are sleeping and I will now do some politics to where you are. We talk a lot about the goal, but we must now become scientists how to reach the goal. This was Manu's point. Manu, young Manu, he said yesterday, he said it in the morning, I heard it through the internet, actually it was already in the internet what Manu said in the morning. He said, we have, when did we have the 50th year of the Hare Krishna movement?
2016.
In 2 years. We have the 50th anniversary of the Hare Krishna movement. And only after 50 years we start to teach the process of chanting Hare Krishna as a scientific process. How to do it? We can't say that as a movement that we are very satisfied with the outcome because so many devotees, we contact a lot of people, we are glad and there's no movement like this in the universe who does it so well. But to train up, we lose a lot of members, a lot. I heard statistics, which say 90% of the membership is lost over a time of 30 years. It's too much! Because the process, how to attain the goal, is very necessary. And this was made, this point was made by Manu, and it's now all over in the internet. It's a big subject. I'm exaggerating a little bit, otherwise Manu would immediately have no peace to listen to the computer. You know, what do they say about me? And, you know, maybe it was too strong what I said. I think it was a good comment made by a young, enthusiastic member of our community. You need to know now how to dig the gold, my dear devotees. How to do this. Jiva Goswami said, as one anxious to find gold, gold continues in his attempts, whether he finds any or not. Similarly, a devotee continuously attempts to achieve perfection, whether he's successful or not. You must know how to do it. I saw a movie. You know, it's not allowed for Swamis, but I did it anyways. I saw a movie about the gold rush, just to prepare myself sufficiently for this example. And there are so many people who went to Alaska, and only a few actually were successful in finding the gold. It was not so many people found it. They all came to Alaska, but many people just ended in disappointment, drinking whatever was available. Intoxication. This is a sad story of the gold rush. Let this not become the story of the Hare Krishna movement. But many have joined, many have come, but you need to know how to learn it, and you need to invest your faith in it. This will work. This process will work because it's given in Shastras, and there are examples who learn it. Krishna talks about this to the gopis. Because he addresses a subtle doubt that will we really find Krishna by Kirtan? Will it really work? Is this not just, we call it in ISKCON slang language, a hype? Hype means you promise something, but it is not working in reality. So the gopis, Krishna spoke to the gopis once. I take this from the 10th canto, 32nd chapter, text 20. This is from the purpose of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says, for those surrendered souls who worship me through Naam Kirtan, this is what we do when we sing the holy name, and other means, Krishna says, I do not respond immediately. What? Don't respond immediately? Why not? Well, I want to make their worship more perfect. O gopis, who cannot understand my real attention, when they don't see me, though immediately those surrendered souls develop deep humility and they feel, alas, what I have done is not enough. Because I am an offender, Krishna has not yet shown even the slightest favor on me. Let me be, let me improve. And when the devotees think like this, their devotion will become brilliant. They will develop the qualification. As the devotees understand, there are obstacles on my part. Here, offenses are mentioned. There are obstacles on my part. I really have to work hard to remove these obstacles. Then, by this humility, the devotee will become brilliant in spiritual life. So Krishna is personally involved when you chant. He is hearing you, but because you are not yet perfect, and you are still need to learn a few things, how to practice properly. Therefore Krishna does not immediately show you himself. You know, when Prabhupada said we will have another ISKCON in the spiritual world, many of us said, oh no, you know, there, please. We don't want the politics there, you know. But he was not referring to such an ISKCON. He referred to a movement of wonderful devotees who have Krishna conscious interactions with each other. As purified devotees. So in the same way, you as a chanter, you as an individual, must purify your heart. So the proper understanding and practice of Naam Kirtan, then you will come to the spiritual world and you will not be a disturbance there, but you will be someone who pleases the Lord in a very nice way. This work has to be done, and Shraddha or faith needs to be invested in this process. Like the people who went to the gold, to the areas where the gold was dug, and they were learning how to get to the goal in all seriousness. Yes. Yeah. See someone? Something? You see? Now see, obviously we are just, this is an entry class. I am purposefully not saying anything about how to chant properly, because for that we have the whole Kirtan course. It's quite a lot of information and it needs you. I mean, we will not overlay you with this. So I'll ask you, do you have any questions on this? But you then Nanama?
Munishvara
Hari Prabhu, yes.
It came to my mind that actually everybody had faith in something. For example, when we go by train, we have faith in the driver, or the taxi driver, or in the pilot, or the plane. What is this for a kind of faith?
Yes, there are. Everyone has faith. There's our devotee, there's a long name. What kind of faith? Well, there are basically three types of faith which are related to the modes. In a Kama group, one has faith in that simple activities will give pleasure. I once saw this when I was preaching, you know, one, I can tell the name now because it's a long name, Freiherr von Butler. That's a real aristocratic family in Germany. He was just standing next to me and I watched him and he pulled out a Flachmann. A Flachmann is a little silver bottle with strong alcohol. And he gave it to a friend of his to drink. And the friend drank it, and he really was, it seemed to be very strong, and he started to cough. I had to rush over and save it, you know, beating on his neck. Then I said to Fire, "Do you want to kill this man?" And he said, "One finds it, alcohol, you know, from Scotland, it's good, you know, if you can enjoy it, look at me." And the other person who had almost died said, "Let me try again." And he had faith, he had strong faith that this would supply some enjoyment to him. I said, "I get the Red Cross here. So in case something happens, you may try the Tama Shraddha there, you know." I don't know. You know, I was so disappointing that a lot of people would engage in this. But this is Tama Shraddha, faith in the mood of maybe when you are not in Krishna consciousness, you also get that a little when you took your drugs. Or smoke, so on. People think it's good for them. They go on parties. I know what they do nowadays in a party. They think this is enjoyment. It just kills them. Rajas Shraddha means you have faith that by your own endeavors you will be able to make your life successful. And Sattva Shraddha means someone has faith in the spiritual path, that if I practice this, if I regularly get up in the morning, do my rounds, this will purify my consciousness. It's a certain faith. And then there is faith and bhakti, which is totally nirguna. I mean, I should have said nirguna. This is, if I just chant them, if it's just this holy name, holy name, holy name, is everything. There are Madhura Hari, Munishwara Hari, wonderful name. Munishwara Hari, listen to this. In the old times, the Gaudiya institution, that is the institution of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the Brahmacharis would not go to take medicinal help in the apotheca. They were told chant Hare Krishna, and it worked. When they were ill, you know, I don't suggest that we do this now because disease is more widespread, I think. But I mean, I know devotees in Vrindavan. We have a charity called Braj Care where we try to help with medicine devotees. And some say, "I only need the holy name, thank you very much." And it works for them. This is nirguna shraddha, totally beyond the words. A sattvic shraddha means more, you know, living a sattvic life will make me perfect. The kirtan course, when you're 3 months here and you're really giving your best, Munishvara Hari Prabhu, I can guarantee you there will be a shift of faith, 100%. Because I know the quality of the teachings, the quality of the course, it's really, devotees really worked on this for 2 years and they really put something in it. Watch your faith. So, I would love to take more questions, but this little thing is also there. The time backed off. I want to now ask you to do something what is a little unusual. I want you to just turn very briefly to your neighbor, just really fast, and share with them, the neighbor, what you have learned in this class. This will take care that you won't forget it the moment you are at breakfast. Hare Krishna, I want to thank you, all of you, very, very much for participating in this class on Shraddha, which is our qualification for entering into the actual practice of chanting the holy name, which will bring us Krishna. I request you to reflect some more about these subjects, how faith brings strength, how faith must be placed in the Shastras, which help us in this age of Kali to see things, how our faith can increase in avoiding the process. You can discuss these things during breakfast or think as you eat about it, because in the morning session, which will start at 10:30 sharp in the community hall, we will ask you to share with the group a little bit on this subject. We will also hear hopefully a few doubts in the holy name at this stage. I want to say so that we have an opportunity to deal with this a little, and then we will go into a very active and practical morning session, which will show you some very deep practices, how the whole thing can reveal itself more to you. I will end here. Thank you very much. Have a very nice breakfast, a good digestion, and see you.